Hello, my name is Shani Tarragon. Welcome to Torah Timacha, Nach Yomi with OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Kohelet, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. In this chapter, the Chacham, the wise person or that voice of Kohelet, is adamant in attempting to still support the value of wisdom, despite the fact that, as we learned in the previous chapter, he recognizes that people don't appreciate wisdom. People would rather indulge in entertainment than learn more, than attempt to pursue more intelligent ideas. And yet, even as he explained how in the first pasuk of chapter 10, as he tells us, as we mavet yavish yabi Hashem en rokeach yakar michachma mikavod sechlut maat, that more often than not foolishness wins out. Wisdom, he now continues in the next few psukim, wisdom chachma indeed empowers the wise, while foolishness clearly identifies the fool. So even though he begins by saying that the fool seem to have more control, people very often follow the fools, even if it's going to thwart a very wise idea. Even though he just said that right afterwards, wisdom empowers the wise. The wizard's cure even has the potential to influence the most powerful echelons. And despite all this, like a sovereign's tragic mistake, wisdom is unappreciated and fools are respected and honored, while the wise are ignored. He's very bothered by this phenomenon that those who should be wise, who should be honored, the ones who should be riding on the horses, are the ones who are deprecated in society. Whereas those that everyone should mock, somehow they're the ones who are going to be promoted, whether it's in government, whether it's in life. Wisdom, once again, is unappreciated. He then continues to talk about the problems with wisdom. Not only are the wise ignored, but perhaps wisdom is unable to provide comprehensive answers. After all, diggers, excavators, masons, lumberjacks, all of whom use force, but they rely on engineers, on the wise ones, to demonstrate how to apply it efficiently and safely. Without this wisdom, he explains, these laborers face the danger of being injured by the effort that they themselves exert. However, what does he then tell us in Pasuk Yud Aleph? Despite wisdom's efficacy, it cannot guarantee safety, because even the lumberjack can't anticipate when he may get hit by a tree. Even the mason at times is going to be petrified by his own stones that he carries. Often snakes defy studies and bite the charmer without warning. And even if his charms cannot ensure man's protection, and if that's the case, no matter how much he knows about snakes, how much are they really worth? And this is what bothers him, when he recognizes that even the lumberjack doesn't know, like in the cases that we find in Masechet Nezikin, he doesn't know whether or not his axe is properly attached. Even if he knows everything about physics, im kehei habrazel v'hu lo panim kilkal v'chayalim yigaber v'yitron hachsher chochma, still, he says, you'll have a greater ability through wisdom. But then again, im yishol chanachash b'lo lachash v'ein yitron labal halashon. And through a rhyme, he even tells us, but if the snake bites you without any warning, even if the Chacham can identify every type of species of snake, ein yitron lebal halashon, there is no advantage to the person, to the man, to the wise man. And in this particular case, he means the bal halashon, the speaker. So in spite of wisdom's value, it's going to be, in the end, really worthless. But then he tries again in Pasuk Yud Bet, Divrei Pi Chacham Chen V'Sivtot Ksil Tevalenu, telling us that the words of the wise should be appreciated, whereas the foolish ones really swallow their words. Tchilat Divrei Pihu Sechlut V'Acharit Pihu Holilot Ra'a. When he begins to talk, it's clearly foolishness. He ends with foolishness. V'Asachal Yarbet Dvarim Lo Yeida Hadam Mashiyeh Asher Yemacharav Miyagidlo. And the foolish person always talks about what he predicts, when he thinks COVID's going to be over, when the final cure is going to come. But who knows the future? And yet people tend to listen to the fools. So here he finds that even though one should really listen to the words of the wise, they're always drowned out by the foolish populist chatter. Although his message, that of the fools, is meaningless and dangerous, the fool's exhausting barrage of questions causes man to abandon his ideologies. The Chacham refers to the incessant challenges of the fool who successfully cast doubt on the value of any proposed solution. As the Chacham concludes, he tells us, Pasuk Tedvav, Amel Haksilim Tiagenu, Asher Lo Yada Lalechet El Ir. If you remember the way that his mashal began, the wise person knows how to escape even a besieged city, whereas the foolish person doesn't even know how to walk to the city. Ilach Eretz Shamalkech Na'ar, Besarayach Baboker Yochelu. It would be wonderful, as the Chacham concludes, by saying that if only states, governments, could be run by Chachamim, could be run by those who are going to eat, as he'll say, at the right time. Sarayach ba'et yochelu, b'gvura b'lo b'shti. Shame on the countries where the melech is a na'ar, and the officers eat first thing in the morning as if they don't have anything better to do. Woe to the land, led by these adolescents and fools concerned only with pleasures, whose first order of business is merriment. Lucky is the land, ruled by those free from pleasure seduction, who eat at the proper time. The neglect of the former group eventually bring disaster. The Chacham recognizes that, unfortunately, most lands are run by foolish hedonists. He bemoans the fact that wisdom does not garner the respect its potential deserves. And even though he would like it to, and even though he recognizes the worth of wisdom, alone it does not represent a viable solution to the question of the meaning of life. And therefore, the Chacham ends by saying, what can I tell you? Even if people see that governments run better with wise people. In the end, pasuk yudchet batzaltayim yemacha mekare ubishiflut yadayim yedlof habayit, like the three little pigs. What can I tell you? People should know that if you build your house out of twigs, out of straw, out of laziness, a theme that we also see throughout Sefer Mishlei, of course, the ceiling should fall in. Of course, the house should collapse. But bottom line, pasuk yutet, l'schok osim lechem, V'yayin yisamach chayim. In the end, I see that pleasure still somehow produces bread, and people enjoy life with wine. V'hakesef ya'ane et hakol. That famous phrase of, unfortunately, people still pursue pleasure, that the money seems to literally answer it all. And therefore, as depressed as he is, recognizing that wisdom should be valued, but realistically in life, it's not, brings us back to one of the themes of Kohelet, wherein if there's a goal that cannot be achieved, or a goal that is not going to fulfill one in this world, or now, as the Chacham tells us, even if wisdom has intrinsic value, if people are not going to implement it in reality, if it's not appreciated instrumentally, then in the end, it cannot be what life is all about. Notice that both in the case of the hedonist and in the case of the wise person, instead of another voice presenting a rebuttal, it's none other than their own that recognize how their respective philosophies are in fact meaningless. This means then that there's only one philosophy still standing. If we already saw by the end of chapter 6 that we no longer hear really of a social activist, his philosophy becomes incorporated in that of the practical wise person, the Chacham. And we already heard now how the Chacham dismisses his own philosophy as not practically meaningful. People simply don't pursue wisdom. We've already heard the hedonist recognize that even though there isn't meaning in Yirat Elokim, in righteousness or in wisdom, there also isn't real meaning in pleasure. So there's only one last philosophy to explore, and that's the philosophy of Yirat Elokim that begins in the very last pasuk of Perek Yud. And we recognize, even without a transition verb, pasuk 20, Gam b'madacha melech al tekalel, uvachadrei mishkavcha al tekalel ashir, ki ov hashamayim yolich et hakol, uval knafayim yagid davar. We recognize that this is the Yirei Elokim speaking, as he incorporates terminology that we're already familiar with from previous prakim, the idea of being afraid of the king, of being careful with your words. Even if you know the king, he says, don't curse him. Even in the privacy of your bedroom, never curse a powerful, wealthy man, because the bird could always take your voice. And the winged creature, the little birdie in the tree, he's going to tell you who's going to win color war. He's going to tell you yagid davar. In other words, don't think that any action that you do, any speech that comes out of your mouth, don't think that there aren't consequences. There are consequences to every action and to every word. With this, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue in our last chapter to see how the Yirei Elokim is going to defend his position as meaningful. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef Zachron Alevracha.